Hello, developers out there. Thanks for joining us tonight for another exciting episode of the Clean Tech Show on Coffee's Dev Radio. And we are broadcasting from Achika, Koforidua, Ghana. Tonight's episode is about robotics, and we are here with Joshua Kumi and Barnabas Nomo. Joshua Kumi is a computer science student from Koforidua Technical University, a programmer since 2012 with emerging leaders in technology and engineering using the programming language Python. Joshua has built bots using Python, such as a virtual counselor. He will tell us more about that and alternative energy and waste recycling. Barnabas Nomo is a self-taught programmer since 2012, using C and C++ targeted at Arduino devices. He's here to share his experience with working with Raspberry Pis in relation to robotics. He's done interesting stuff with robots like controlling one via Twitter. We'll hear more about that soon. Tonight's episode is packed with so much developer goodness. I'm Rex Fodenkansa, a senior web developer, and will be your host for tonight. We'll be back shortly. Tonight's episode is sponsored by The African Dream and supported by Barcamp Ghana. The African Dream is all about telling the African story from an African perspective to awaken humanity. Check out theafricandream.net today to read and watch amazing African stories by great men and women of African origins. Barcamp Ghana brings people interested in Ghana together for an informal networking forum where attendees share ideas, discuss interests, network, and learn. Visit barcampghana.org to learn more about the next Barcamp close to you. Stay tuned, we'll be back shortly. Hi there, welcome back. We're here with Joshua Kumi and Barnabas Nomo, and they are here to share their experiences with us related to robotics and how they do stuff. So, Joshua, how did you get into this robots, whatever thing you are talking about?
Oh, okay. So way back in high school, that was in Pope John's, there came an NGO called Emerging Leaders in Technology and Engineering. So when we went there, they taught us software engineering, robotics and electronics. That was in 2012. So in our first class, I think we built a robotic car. So we were just surprised on how this thing could move and all that. Yeah, that was an RC car. Yeah, and it was so great to know more about it. So then we decided to go more into it and know what we can actually do with robots in the near future.
Oh, fine. Barnabas, I understand that's where you met Joshua, right?
Yeah.
And you also decided to go into the robotics stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'll just give a little background, right? Like, when I was young, I always liked computers, like, all the time, you know, and I had a big brother who would tell me, hey, you know, I read this today, I read that today, and so he was, like, very instrumental in my upbringing, so I just loved computers, and I really wanted to do stuff because you watch DW, you know, my dad always watched DW, so for like, when I was young, I hated DW because I couldn't watch my cartoons, yeah. But they would show these robotics programs.
Yeah, you know, DW, like, they do really interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to do that, I went by, you know, so my dad actually, he would sometimes pay for computer classes, and you go there and all the teachers maybe speak and Microsoft,
yes.
Word, you
know, where's that software, maybe it's Beacon,
I don't know where it is,
but it's really been great,
yeah,
because it helped me
know how to type. But I mean, the main focus of those classes, they tell you, you learn this, you learn that, but when you go there, Microsoft Word, PowerPoint.
So, I don't know. They never teach them how to use LibreOffice or something.
No.
They always teach them
Windows
and stuff.
So I came, I talked to my brother, and he'd make fun and say, you know, that's not really programming, like you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's not.
You tell me you'd be a good secretary, but not a good, you know, programmer. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when I got into high school and Elite's opportunity came, I decided not to go because, you know, it was going to be Microsoft Word and PowerPoint and all that. But then I told her, I asked a friend, you know, one of my friends went the first day, and he came, yeah, I was going to buy something. I met him, I was like, look, you should come to this program because it's really amazing. It's everything we want to do. So
And that really increased your interest in going into the, you build Arduino. Whoever gave that thing that name? So you build it, you actually put them together and write softwares to control it, right?
Yeah.
And what languages? You mentioned C Sharp and C++.
C and C++.
Yeah. So if someone wants to get into controlling these things, they need to understand C++?
I mean, Arduino has its own library of functions, right? Unless you want to go into embedded C and write your own, you know, code and all that. But it comes with its own library of functions. And so you can do something like just to set the behavior of maybe a pin. You can just do pin mode, the pin, and then you set the behavior, right? And so digital write, you specify the pin, you specify the value. That's not really like... It's not so difficult, you know, because the libraries have already been written, right? So,
Joshua, you have this interest in using your hands to put things together. Yeah. You are into this
alternative
energy stuff and
waste recycling
and stuff like that. Do you plan using technology to solve some of these issues?
So my interest in this alternative energy and waste recycling started when these power outages came up. This doing so issues.
Yeah,
and it was so boring because sometimes you want to use your phone and the lights will be off, battery low and all that. So through this Emerging Leaders in Technology summer programs.
Do they still do those programs?
Yeah, they do.
Where does it happen?
Okay, it happens. It's a 3 weeks intensive programs annually.
But now, you know, from this year, Elite will be like functioning in Ghana, like
full
year
time.
Around. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Running comes
around the country.
Yeah. Class.
So let's say I want to join this kind of this fun programming technology stuff. How do I join? Where do I go? Where does it happen? Like,
to be honest, you know, Elite is like, Elite was built on like the spirit of, you know, giving to communities, right?
Yeah,
like
giving back to the
because
community.
You know, most of us, we didn't have any role models or heroes. You know, you don't see many Ghanaians in the field out there, but you know, for someone who could have gotten a good job after school to say, no, I want to do this and teach people, and he'll bring all these expensive kits and give them to you, like, you know,
to play with it.
Exactly. Yeah. He's believing you, like investing in you without even knowing you beforehand. So, you know, that's what Elite is
that's
about.
That's inspiring.
That's why. So I love to teach, like, it's that's where I really
got into.
Yeah. And so, I mean, the goal of Elite is, you know, we are training you to be a teacher, right?
To help others, also get up
community.
To speed with some of these things.
Yeah, and so in that way, that means we have to teach you to understand
what you're doing,
why you need to put something in a void loop, and you know, like so that.
But currently, let's say I am 100%. I have no idea what is happening, and I want to get into it. Where do I walk to? Do I walk into the bank to find them, or
you can go to the website.
Okay, they have a website.
Yes.
Okay, then definitely, I'm gonna find all the information I want.
And you can send an email.
If you're listening out there, you can just check their website. What is their website again?
www.elite-education.org.
Okay, so you can just check it out, and you're gonna find all the information you need. I think these programs help drive their interest and help people get up to speed. Sometimes many have these crazy ideas about computers and getting into this kind of technological stuff, and some of these refresher course, so to speak, bring them up to speed and help them gain more interest.
Which company will employ you in Ghana?
Let's be real, Joshua, what do you think is the field of robotics? I've seen Asishi. They have this robotics division that is really active.
Yeah.
How do you see the robotic ecosystem here in Ghana?
So far, I would say people are not appreciating it. One, because they don't really know the benefits of it and all that. Because I remember one time somebody asked me, well, so what can I do with it after work? Which company is going to employ me? But I sat the person down and talked to him, let's say for a janitorial job, let's say a cleaning job or something, do you know you can build a robot which can do that job for you? Because let's say some people don't want to really visit gents to clean up and all that. So for now, I think people getting to understand robotics and know their sense of that, people are really appreciating it now and getting more into robotics. So I'll say robotics is the future of Ghana.
Now there are many maker spaces springing up, you know.
Yeah.
Like we have the Kumasi Hype now, and even behind Impact Hub, you know, DKOC or Asari is building a maker space. And there are also other individual makers out there who are not really, because there's nowhere like a space or a lab to go to.
Yeah.
They are building their projects.
So although previously the attention wasn't that good, now it is expanding.
It's a really large ecosystem, you know, because every day, like every day I make a new friend. It's like, hey, I saw your video on YouTube.
You know what? I recently did a presentation about my field, as in web development. And there was this question that came up as, does it pay?
Yeah, I mean, let's say
I am 100% new, I want to go into the robotic field. I'm sure when you're outside the country, there are even bigger opportunities.
Yeah.
But in Ghana right now, does it pay to be a robotics engineer? Maybe controlling this Raspberry Pi, Arduino, whatever thing. Am I gonna get like carry home a bag full
okay,
of?
Yeah. It depends on what's like your pay, like you're referring to by pay.
Yeah,
like.
I mean, well, not pay to get me a Range Rover in the next 3 months, but then a pay that is good enough to.
It depends, you know, like there's one thing this guy said, Aliko Dangote, right there, Nigerian.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
He was like, you know, if you really want to like. Make people happy, solve their problems, right?
Yeah.
So we see something like, let's just say, something like these physics that they carry around, right? They just take it, dump into the sea. So,
but then they could have done something.
Like marine life and stuff, right? So let's say I set up, and it's one of the things I want to do. Like you decide, okay, let's recycle this, right?
Biogas.
Let's make energy out of this, or let's make manure out of this, right? Let's
reuse it,
instead of just tramping into the sea, you know. But I also think it's from like maybe the hierarchy of authority here, you know, because like if you listen to maybe something like national budget, you hear how much maybe government is donating to research. Like,
yeah, I think they don't
prioritize that.
Yeah, with that priority, I think it's happening around the world because in the US, the amount the country spends on military and war stuff is exponentially bigger than what they give to the NASA. So I think there was a video on YouTube, the guy was explaining, assuming they could switch around and give the military budget to NASA, what they could have done. They could have built all sort of stuff.
I mean, at least there's a budget, right?
Yeah. So in Ghana, if I am getting into the field, I want to learn as much as how is this ecosystem fertile? How is it going to affect my pocket? So do you think the robotics industry, the ecosystem here in Ghana, is fertile enough for people to get into?
I think yes, because there are lots of problems around which need a lot of solutions, but not every problem can be solved by humans, so some things must be taken care of by robots. So if people are made to understand the problems they have and how robots can be used to solve these problems, then I think they're going to really get more into it, and the government is also going to invest more into it.
Plus, you know, it's not really popular now, so if you can make your name, like if I say I'm going to make my name as a big energy recycling plant, right?
Yeah,
I've made my name, so right now, like, you know, so it's
everybody
about
be
making
like
the making the like at first solving the problem, right? Like if people can decide to, I just want to get up and do this, right? And that's my goal in life, I want to do this, and so you do that, now you create jobs for people. You not look at who will employ them after this or that, but
getting money into your pocket.
It's still, because you know,
your passion won't turn the lights on,
but it's about, you know,
creating something for yourself,
not necessarily just for yourself, but you know, doing something right that would sustain, right? That would
impact other people,
stay on for a couple
of years, you know. People.
So we've talked about this robotic stuff, the ecosystem, and why you guys got into it. I think at this point in time, if you just joined us, we're here with Joshua Kumi and Barnabas Nomo, and we're talking about robotics. We're going to go into the details much more very soon, but then we've already discussed how they went into it and what the ecosystem looks like in the current in our current situation in the country. We'll be right back with more details on this, so stick and stay. Tonight's episode is sponsored by The African Dream and supported by Barcamp Ghana. The African Dream is all about telling the African story from an African perspective to awaken humanity. Check out theafricandream.net today to read and watch amazing African stories by great men and women of African origins. Barcamp Ghana brings people interested in Ghana together for an informal networking forum where attendees share ideas, discuss interests, network, and learn. Visit barcampghana.org to learn more about the next Barcamp close to you. Stay tuned, we'll be back shortly. Hello everyone out there and welcome back. We're here with Joshua Kumi and Barnabas Nomo. They are sharing their experience with building robotics related applications with us. And Joshua is a programmer. He builds, he also brings together devices and robotic stuff to make meaning out of it. Barnabas is also a programmer who uses C and C++ to control Arduino or our Raspberry Pis. We currently have a setup complete. We're going to share pictures of that on the Kofi's Dev Radio website. But then we have connected Raspberry Pis and we want to go into details with how it works. So Barnabas, kindly explain to us what are some of the things we are going to expect to see on a Raspberry Pi. I currently have the board in my hand and I see lots of stuff, but let's see if Barnabas can help us with how this thing works.
Okay, so the Raspberry Pi is, it depends on the module though. Like this is the Pi 3, so it comes with Bluetooth pre-installed Wi-Fi driver, like hardware. It has USB ports, you know, and an Ethernet slot. It comes with a micro SD card and, you know, it runs on Pixel.
On like, Pixel?
Right now, that's a Pixel. It's a lightweight Linux OS.
Okay.
8 gigabytes memory card, so.
Okay, so you're currently running the entire operating system from a memory card?
Yeah.
So the SD card is basically the hard disk.
Yeah.
Of the entire setup.
Raspberry Pi.
Pretty interesting. Then you just connect it to your TV as we've done here, using your HDMI.
Yeah.
Then your keyboard or mouse goes into the USB port. Then you have your power slot, which is a micro USB.
I think even with the Raspberry Pi, for example, I learned about it with Elite, right? Like all the computers that we're using were Raspberry Pi computers. You know, and sometimes you'd have, and at that time I wasn't really an avid Linux user, so sometimes you run into problems and you couldn't solve them. You know.
Yeah.
Right now, yeah.
But right now you are comfortable with Linux
using it for. Yeah, I've been using Linux for a while. So.
This Raspberry Pi is interesting, and personally this is my first time seeing a Raspberry Pi. I've never seen one before.
Oh, wow.
And it's pretty interesting how a small factor like this could have so much features.
Yeah.
When let's use the application you built, how you use Twitter to control it. So how would someone go about it trying to control his or her robot using Twitter? How did you go about it?
So this is like a Raspberry Pi project.
Yes.
That was an Arduino project.
Okay, the Arduino is different from the Raspberry Pi.
But I mean, with the Raspberry Pi,
can do something like that.
Yeah, because, you know, with the Arduino, you don't have stuff like internet tools and stuff. So I had to connect to Twitter through my phone, right? So, like I paired with my phone.
Okay.
With an app called OneShield.
Okay.
You know, and they like, but with this, right, I can just, now you can program the Raspberry Pi with Node.js, right?
Yes.
And I'm a JavaScript junkie, so, you know, I could just, like, write a script that will go to my Twitter account still, right, and just maybe check still if I'm using a hashtag, maybe KofCode from my account.
Then based on that,
you know, take that, you know,
and do something with it.
Yeah, I mean, working on that same project with JavaScript would have been pretty easier, but, you know, with C, I had to use a little bit of pointers, you know, and use string tokens, right? Like it was very crazy.
I've never done C++ or C#, so I have no idea.
But string tokens, it wasn't really so
that straightforward as in
how you'd want it, but like with JavaScript.
But let's say this Raspberry Pi, how are you, let's say it's a it's a human being, a robot designed as a human and working. How are you gonna connect the parts to this Raspberry Pi? Like, is it going to come with an interface where you connect to this, or?
So these pins are called GPIO pins, right?
Okay.
But but the GPIO pins will allow you to send pin outs to the board, so you can connect maybe, you can connect an LED. I usually love LEDs, or your servo or something, to these pins here on the board, and that's where you send pin outs.
Okay. So basically, these pins I am seeing on the Raspberry Pi, it's a double pin thing running across one side of the board, and I could connect specific parts of whatever robot I have to specific points, like the pins. So if I want my light to come on, I can connect it to a pair on this board. Then I will program my Raspberry Pi
to
send like something to those specific parts of the pin, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the specs of this? Is it a 1-core, 2-core?
Okay, I don't know. I think the processor is 1,000 megahertz. I don't.
1,000 megahertz, and it comes with. What is the RAM?
I don't really remember that.
Can you check it from the?
The RAM is 1 gigabyte.
1 gigabyte.
Yeah, the RAM is 1 gigabyte.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
For this small form factor.
Yeah.
How can I get this to buy? I want to get into this. Where can I get one?
Well, in Ghana here, there's one guy, www.inventelectronics.com.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's Kumasi based. So, if you want one, just go online, www.inventelectronics.com.
And find details about that.
Yeah, find details, contact him, and you get one.
But I mean, you should check out the Pi Zero, because it's cheaper and it's like, it's smaller too, but it's basically the same. There's a, they've done it.
So a bit advanced. Or it's
I haven't really read, but I know it's very cheap. It's $5. So
$5.
Yeah, it's pocket friendly. Unlike
Okay, when I buy it, it comes like this, or it's in a package. Like
you can add a case or something. Okay. I had a case, but
you just open it up.
So.
This is becoming interesting these days, and how the small form factor makes it portable, but then it comes with a lot of spec sponge.
Yeah. And I mean, another thing is, you see, because it's an OS, right? Like, there's one thing that Elite was doing is, you know, they pack screens into a bag, and you just get some screens and keyboards and mice, and you just get somewhere, you just
set it up,
you know. So it's like, if for non-profits and startups, like, who want to go into teaching, you can just get up and decide to, you know, use this as an alternative. Just get a couple of these, get there, like, in rural areas, you know. And some of these lap dogs can be charged, so you know they can.
Yeah, I mean, with this, if you have your battery power stuff, you can plug it in and it will still work.
Yeah, for you know,
for relatively longer periods of time.
I mean, it's great, you know.
Joshua, do you think devices like these are gonna help in solving some of the renewable energy and waste stuff we have? How because this thing can work. It can't go and fetch my garbage. It can't do anything. So how is this going to help me solve some of these environmental issues?
Like in building a robot, first it won't. You first identify the problem you can solve and how you go about solving it. So with that, then you get the electronic components you want. Yeah. So though they can't move, but you can get the robotic chassis. Which comes with the tires and all that. So after fixing it with your Arduino, you program it to. Moving all that, so
that means you can use it for intrusion alert system. I think last week when I chatted with the great, he mentioned this intrusion system his team was building, and I think you can use these for such applications. Let's say I want to get into this robotic stuff. How do I start? How do I get into it? I think we'll talk about that when we come back from this quick word from our sponsors. So stick and stay. We'll be right back with more details on how to get into this kind of Raspberry programming, Arduino, whatever things, very soon. Okay. Tonight's episode is sponsored by The African Dream and supported by Barcamp Ghana. The African Dream is all about telling the African story from an African perspective to awaken humanity. check out theafricandream.net today to read and watch amazing African stories by great men and women of African origins. Barcamp Ghana brings people interested in Ghana together for an informal networking forum where attendees share ideas, discuss interest, network, and learn. Visit barcampghana.org to learn more about the next Barcamp close to you. Stay tuned, we'll be back shortly. Hello and welcome back. In this part of our discussion, we're gonna ask how to get into this robotic stuff and programming those things. We're here with Joshua Kumi and Barnabas Nomo, and they share their experiences with using these Raspberry Pi and Arduino devices. So, Joshua, I want to get into this kind of programming. Mm-hmm. I'm a web developer. I currently have no idea how I'm gonna plug in my web stuff to these things, but mm-hmm. obviously with an API I can build a web interface and communicate with it.
Okay.
So I want to go into the fundamentals of this, mm-hmm. program it. How do I go about it?
To get started with robotics and programming, for programming, I think the best programming languages you need to learn is C or C++. Yeah, and to get started, I think you can get lots of online resources from Google and YouTube. Yeah, and for robotics too, you can research about sensors and signal conditioning, actuators, dynamic system modeling and analysis. Then you can also research about the hardware and computer interfacing too.
Of which I can get to buy here in Ghana.
Yeah, here in Ghana. There are some good electronic shops in Accra and Kumasi where you can get the robotic chassis, the Raspberry Pi, Arduino.
Related and fit them here.
Yeah, for you to assemble them.
But so. It also stems from knowing, like, you have to know how things work.
Yeah.
Like, you have things maybe come together beautifully at the processor, right? And how it interacts, like, you. And also, yeah, like, start small, right? Mm-hmm. You cannot just, I didn't just build all the amazing projects I know by mm-hmm. just starting that way. You know, I had to learn from somewhere. Like, that meant reading books on, you know.
Yo, what are some of your favorite books you've come across that assuming I'm starting fresh with this thing, any recommendations I can start with?
I think I used to read on SparkFun a lot. They have a lot of different, like, getting started guides.
Okay.
The Arduino website itself, it even comes with a reference.
Yeah, okay. Arduino.cc.
And also there was like the Arduino cookbook. That was projects, right?
Okay.
Like,
so specific projects where it teaches you how to.
You know. But I mean, I always like stalk, you know, developers on sites and stuff like Simon Monk.
And learn from them.
Yeah. So there's this Simon Monk guy, like every post he made on Adafruit, I'll just go there and read
about it.
Because, you know, you have to. And that. It's also about passion. Like, if you're not passionate about it,
I think there's the ecosystem, there's an opportunity for people to get ahead in the robotics field here in Ghana. So
yeah.
It's a fertile ground for people to get into.
Yeah, but it also stems from your passion. Like, you know, a lot of people would tell you, I want to go into robotics, right?
But they don't devote
their time.
The
so that's
time.
What
it's
I
all
mean
about sacrifice.
Passion. Like, you know. Mm. Yeah, sometimes you sacrifice
time.
Sometimes
a lot
you
of
just
time.
Also discipline. Yeah. Like, uh-huh. sometimes you're just in bed all day, right? Mm-hmm. If you decide to learn one line of code or one principle each day, right? Just one
principle each day.
Yeah, yeah, that's 365 principles that you are learning.
Yeah, that's true.
So just develop the passion, work on it, sacrifice a lot of time, and be disciplined. Yeah.
With that, I'm sure to become a great robotics guy.
Yeah. And also, I'll just say, there's this inspiration that one guy, Sam Morehouse, you know, he's a developer friend I have. He told me, you know, to be a good programmer, pursue projects that you find appealing, like.
Like you personally find interesting.
Yeah, you personally. So, you know, people will tell you, hey, can you do this? That will do that. Can you? But it stems from you saying, I just want to see if I could create something like multitask the bot, you know, something like you just say something because...
Because I'm currently having lots of ideas running through my mind. I see about, is it 20 pairs of pins?
That's 40.
40.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, I could plug in lots of different sensors or heat sensors, motion sensors, different lights, whatever, all plugged onto this board, and I can program them right from here.
Right from here.
Yeah. I'm trying to imagine how interesting that would be.
Yeah, you can also install packages on,
on this. Yeah, so that will help you do some of these things.
You can have a local server running on your Raspberry Pi. Yeah, and there's one, I'm building a weather station with a group of guys.
Okay.
So they are building the weather station, but they came to see me that, you know, hey, can we build a server? And I said, yeah,
where it will store.
Yeah, so you build your server here. So,
so that means that station will have sensors for,
yeah,
for picking
weather-related
data.
Weather-related data. And when it gets here, right?
It will be somewhere you can pull from or go process data.
I mean, we are building the server with Node, because Node can run on this.
Yes,
Node is very lightweight.
Very lightweight.
With MongoDB.
And,
so,
and you are good to go.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's... Your mind is the only limit to what,
to
you,
what
can
you can
do,
achieve
you know,
with these
yeah.
Raspberry Pis. I think I've really enjoyed today's discussion. For someone who've never seen a Raspberry Pi, I think this is an eye-opener. And I know it is small, it has a really small form factor, but not as small as I expected. I think it's smaller than even your remote, which... But it comes with... 4 USB ports, 1 network port, an HDMI, a power input, which is a micro USB, and even a
sound. But with HDMI, you can support sound.
Yes. Which is fine. With a 1 gig memory and an 8 gig SSD storage, you are good to go with pretty much. And the price point is very, very affordable. For $30 for this kind of package.
But I mean, if you go for the Pi Zero, that's like $5, you know.
But I'm just wondering, is it gonna come with similar specs punch?
Yeah, the Pi Zero. I wanted to open the web for you so you can check. But it's okay, like for your normal product.
Yeah,
I'll
have to read about it. The Pi Zero and find out. Of which I'm sure the Invent makers.
Invent Electronics.
The Invent Electronics people will have. So I'll check it out and see if I can get one for myself. I'll personally love to have these around and play with it, you know.
I
might not build anything, you know,
appealing on the phone,
but then it's something
it's
I like to get
it's
into.
It's funny, you just reminded me. Like, usually when I teach people HTML, I tell them, you know, we are not going to build Facebook.
We are not going to do that.
So, you know, they go there and they see something like a badly formatted H1, you know,
and
the forms that are like, what's this? You know, like,
it's going to take time. So,
after a
while. But it's interesting, and I would like to, how much does these sensors cost? Like,
it ranges. As for those, depends
they
on
can be expensive
but I mean okay yeah but
yeah but I can get some of these sensors from AliExpress at a relatively cheaper price but if you want to go and buy them on Amazon or you can find
you
some in Ghana,
recommend buying from the original, you know,
manufacturers
and
but
so if you go to their original manufacturers, their website, you just look for the sensors you want, then go to their website
I mean, it's good to buy from the manufacturers,
yes,
but
which will
like
be
me,
a bit
you know,
expensive, but if you are looking for
and also you are supporting their work,
and they will also support you in turn if you have any issues, because you can go for
support. You know, some of these bots come in, you don't even know who made them.
I'm just thinking, something just came to my mind about this. I think I can control, I can use this to control a drone, not as in to build it.
Yeah, to build a drone.
So I just connect four propellers to this, then I
can
program
you
can it to,
Arduino, well,
then I'll just have input, maybe my keyboard left, right, up, down,
To
indicate
control,
what I want it to do. And pretty interesting. Today we are here with Joshua Kumi and Barnabas Nomo, and we've had a lengthy, interesting discussion related to robotics and this Raspberry Pi, how they all fit together in bringing some of these robotic ideas into fruition. We're really excited to have them on the show today. Thank you so much, Joshua Kumi and Barnabas Nomo, for joining us. I've personally learned a lot from these kind of stuff. First time seeing it, and it's really interesting. We'll be right back with more details on how to get in touch with Joshua and Barnabas if you want to learn more about this. So stick and stay. Tonight's episode is sponsored by The African Dream and supported by Barcamp Ghana. The African Dream is all about telling the African story from an African perspective to awaken humanity. Check out theafricandream.net today to read and watch amazing African stories by great men and women of African origins. Barcamp Ghana brings people interested in Ghana together for an informal networking forum where attendees share ideas, discuss interest, network, and learn. Visit barcampghana.org to learn more about the next Barcamp close to you. Stay tuned, we'll be back shortly. Hi there and welcome back. Joshua and Barnabas will be sharing some of the projects they've done related to this robotics. And so, Joshua, what are some of the projects you've worked on?
I'd like to talk about three projects right now. The virtual counselor, solar cell phone charger, and also one project I recently did for banks. Okay, so for the virtual counselor, it's a Python bot. It works in a way that you see sometimes a lot of people have issues. Let's say recently there are some suicide issues in Ghana and it's really, really so bad. But sometimes too, they don't really get people to talk to. So I built that bot and it works in a way that it's like a loop. It's going to ask you questions and use the same the answers you provided to trigger words for you. So that's how it works. And you can access it www.virtualcounselor2013.appspot.com.
And that was built using
Python.
Python.
Yes.
So it's not related to Raspberry Pi or...
No.
Okay. Yeah. But then with that, you could put it onto your Raspberry Pi and carry it around, which
will... Yeah, you can make your Raspberry Pi
a server for that kind of functionality.
Yeah, so it's still functioning. So kindly check that out. And the second project I want to talk about is the solar cell phone charger.
Okay.
You see, some few years back, I think even now, there's been some energy crisis in Ghana.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and it's sometimes really boring because your phone's battery will be dead and all that. So, we built that with a breadboard.
What is a breadboard?
Okay, a breadboard.
I think I have another, but let me get you a spare one.
So initially we built everything on the breadboard with the help of a 9-volt solar panel and some jumper wires, capacitors, transistor, integrated circuit, and a USB port for the output. Yeah, and it really worked well. You can charge your phone. So you just put the project in the sun. Yeah, for it to be
the solar panel.
Yeah, everything is fixed, so you just put everything
in and then you connect your battery
and it charges for you. Yeah, and the last project I recently did, that was earlier this year in January, was for a bank. That was made with the Arduinos, some jumper wires and some bit of coding. So you see in Ghana here, I don't want to mention the name of some banks, but when you go there, they don't really have a number system. So you just be pushing and and that's so bad because like sometimes it affects
it
the LD.
Chaos and
and all that.
The struggle continue.
Yeah, so I identified that as a problem and found a solution to it. So why don't we build something with LEDs and a sensor?
Okay,
so this is going to be with the tellers. So anytime they are free, they'll just put their hand over the sensor or something, and the LED will light, showing that they are available.
Okay, so they don't have to shout.
Or like next person or something like that. Yeah, and that's really.
And how are they finding it useful in their?
Yeah, very useful, and the customers and clients are really appreciating it because it has no stress. You don't really have to shift to create this chaos and all these long queues. So just sit down, relax. When it's lighted green, then you know that the teller is free. So I'm trying to improve that with a number system. So when you go to the banks, you'll be given a number. So let's say you're a number 10.
Okay.
So when it's your 10, the LEDs are going to light. I'm showing the number 10 on the screen. Then you just go in for your transaction and there you go. Yeah.
Sure. These are really interesting projects and I'll have to see how they eventually unfold, especially the ones in the bank. Really great, and I'll personally come around. I'll mm-hmm. have to take the bank you develop for and come there, bank with them and see how it works one of these days.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, Barnabas, what are some of the projects you've built recently?
Favorites? Yeah, my most favorites. I'd say the first was, you know, the robot I created to, you know, connect through my Twitter account,
okay.
right?
Like, okay.
just...
And the robot, when you tweeted, what did the robot do? Like shout or dance or walk
so
around?
It's a car, right?
Okay, it's okay, car. It's a car.
So,
okay.
you know, I pair with my mobile phone, like through Bluetooth, and then now I use this app called One Shield.
Okay.
I was using their Shield, so it allows me to have access to my Twitter
account.
Interface, my
okay.
phone's internet connection, and the terminal. So, I basically go to Twitter, like connect to Twitter through my phone.
Uh-huh.
And now it starts watching every new tweet that I make. So if I tweet something, right? So I do hashtag KofCode, and KofCode is actually a revolution that we're
okay.
trying to start
okay.
for here. So KofCode, and then I give it options. So if I do colon one, if I put colon, that means direction. So colon
okay.
one is forward,
okay.
three is backwards.
Okay. So you could
right,
you could
four
like
is left.
Program it to respond to
yeah.
basically anything.
And
any
I could
form
also
of...
set timeouts like. Go forward for 5 seconds. Scans
and stop, then
yeah.
roll this. Okay.
Yeah. And so,
okay.
I mean, the reason why I like that project was because it also taught me a lot about like.
With that, what
yeah.
if someone uses the hashtag and also starts
no,
to control it?
It has to come from my
from
Twitter.
From your, okay,
account.
Only your Twitter
yeah.
account. Okay,
so,
because
yeah,
I would have gone online, just start using the hashtag
no,
to crash
it. You cannot just be like,
okay.
it has to come from my.
Okay.
It has to be my tweet. So.
Okay.
But what we are working on actually is, you know, we are trying to create a self-sustaining greenhouse. So. Like an agro system, right? But it's a plant growing and it has the right amount of light, you know, it has its own water supply. So we are at the moment we are teaching the plants to know when it needs water. Like we are teaching the microcontroller to know
okay.
when the plant
needs
water
and
you know.
When not to okay.
yeah, so that's like a little difficult
wow.
because you know,
mm-hmm. interesting
yeah but yeah that's the
so situation. With that then eventually you're gonna have an automated
yeah.
greenhouse which is entirely managed with sensors and
yeah. so,
all coming together to determine when to provide
yeah.
water, when not to.
I mean, we've started building the project. We have built, you know, basic structure and everything. We have the box, the lights, everything is working.
Okay.
No, we're actually working on the water system and I have a pump over here. You know, it's just a few lessons on pressure, you know, in physics to create something like
okay.
a
okay.
mini, you know, from recycle. So this project is really, really low cost. It's one of the most low cost projects we have ever done, right?
Interesting.
And so it's like the final one I would like to talk about was the NAMUS project. So I have a friend, right, and they are trying to build this kind of we've actually started building it, do it with JavaScript so that you know I could be very functional. Yeah. I don't want to be irrelevant in
yeah.
that project, but you know they are trying to build something like submersible with OpenRoves stuff, but you know they want to make it a bit sophisticated, like you know let's say you have a fish pond and you need, you know, you want to really monitor how the fishes are doing, so like
down there
right?
Okay.
So like maybe you
that means it needs to be water resistant.
Yes. So that's the problem. Like because if you are putting anything in submerging
any electronic stuff,
no matter how
water,
you have to really seal it, you know. And so that's one. But like the main concept is, you know, just it's like an electronic fish living in your aquarium with you,
okay.
but it can also come out of the water.
Water,
it
yes.
Can, the long term goal is to enable it to fly too. But I mean, I'm not really.
Yeah, I mean, it
really
either flies or it either swims.
Yeah,
so.
But I mean, I'm not really into, you know, flight stuff. Like, I see drones are everywhere. Like, you look up and you see the sky, you know, but no one really knows what's under the water.
Yeah.
So, like, the joy of maybe having an eye underwater.
Underwater
then,
to
you know,
see how things
it,
are
so.
Going.
Yeah, I mean, that's one application. Like, having it underwater with your, you know, maybe your fish. And so, if you have a bully... under the hood, eating the other fish up, you know, like,
Wow. And so with the way of tracking them underground there, then
yeah, then you know maybe mad fish right there, like yeah, big bullies.
Yes,
you
know, yes. So you get to know who is disturbing there. You get to know what's
actually going on. Yeah. And having something like control, because you know you look at those water bodies like for these fish.
Yeah, farming, yeah.
You cannot really go down in
there to see very, what is actually you know, happening. Yeah.
Clean with all that. So you know.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, interesting.
That's something that I we really want to go into. You know.
Like I would love to see how it eventually happens. Yeah.
So it's, we want to be able to control this, you know, in this way. And so he gave us the theory. And last week they were doing this project at their school, like showcase. So we have the basic skeleton of the project working, like when we pass in command line arguments, okay, you know, through Node.
Well, with Node, there's so much opportunity.
Yeah, plus callbacks.
Yeah, if anyone wants to get into this kind of stuff, Node is pretty interesting.
Yes.
Tonight's episode is sponsored by The African Dream and supported by Barcamp Ghana. The African Dream is all about telling the African story from an African perspective to awaken humanity. Check out theafricandream.net today to read and watch amazing African stories by great men and women of African origins. Barcamp Ghana brings people interested in Ghana together for an informal networking forum where attendees share ideas, discuss interest, network, and learn. Visit barcampghana.org to learn more about the next Barcamp close to you. Stay tuned, we'll be back shortly. At this point, we want to say thank you so much, Joshua Kumi and Barnabas Nomo, for joining us on the Coffee's Dev Radio for this exciting discussion. We hope to get into more details with this IoT and robotics as time goes on. But for now, I want to say a big thank you for joining us. We hope to get into more discussions sometime later in the near future. Thank you for joining us, audience. This is Coffee's Dev Radio. My name is Rexford Nkansa, a senior web developer, and we'll come your way next week, same time, with another developer discussion, an exciting one.